There may be a small sign visible, gauging the temper of the talks now going on between two North Korean diplomats and New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson. It's the kind of sign that may be lost on most diplomatic correspondents. Put aside my repertorial experience, I am a graduate of the Santa Fe School of Cooking. I haven't only covered conflicts, I know how to cover stuffed poblano peppers con queso, which, by the way, should be with a smoky brick red chipotle salsa. At least that's what I'd recommend. For lunch on Friday, Governor Richardson took the two North Korean diplomats out for a bowl of green. This would be chili made with green New Mexico hatch chilies. I see this as a sign that Governor Richardson is not betraying a jot of softness in his talks with the North Koreans, even for people who may have been raised on kimchi. A bowl of green is serious. It doesn't just slide down cool and smooth like peach frozen yogurt. Green chili puts a bubble in your gut that makes you gasp before speaking. You can't prattle on with diplomatic qualifiers over a bowl of green. You just don't have the breath. You've got to say what's on your mind in short, declarative sentences. Green chili makes a man tear more than watching my dog skip. It makes your nose run more than walking a mile in a pair of wet shoes. Eating a bowl of green strips away all the facades of money or power from someone's face. It's hard to lie to a man over a bowl of green. Which may be why Enron was headquartered in Houston, where they favor red chilies, not New Mexico. Maybe the UN weapons inspector should abandon plans to take Iraqi scientists out of the country for interrogation, just sit them down to a bowl of green and fire away. I'd wager they'd get a lot of quick and honest yeses and nos. Now, for all of those reasons, it also honors a man to sit down for a bowl of green. It's a way of saying, let's get together, man to man. Although I rush to add, I don't see Madeleine Albright or Condoleezza Rice flinching from going jaw to jaw with Vladimir Putin over a bowl of green. In fact, I think that President Putin, the fit and buff black belt former KGB officer, would blink by the third bite, sign away the balance of his nuclear arsenal for a sip of water. Governor Richardson and the North Korean diplomats are scheduled to have a last meeting today. It will be encouraging if the diplomats stay for lunch. Perhaps Governor Richardson, who's also a former energy secretary, is eager to subtly suggest to the North Koreans that there are tasty and nutritious alternatives to developing nuclear weapons. Make love, not war. Enrich jalapenos, not plutonium.
Go, girl, go!
It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. I'd like to sup with my baby tonight. Refill the cup with my baby tonight.
Crazy, man!
I'd like to sup with my baby tonight. Refill the cup with my baby tonight. But I ain't up to my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot.
Oh, yeah, the great Ann Miller, and the time is now 18 minutes past the hour.